Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stewart. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has announced a further $56 million in support for flooded North Queensland, following record rainfall and flooding caused by Tropical Cyclone Jasper. $25 million in support is being made available for primary producers, and a further $25 million has also been pledged for small business and not-for-profit organisations. Another $1 million will also be given to 9 local government areas to assist with additional clean-up costs, while a further $5 million will support tourism operators. Around 35 communities are still isolated, with Koinyama in the remote Cape York bracing for major flooding over the weekend. Mr. Albanese says it's vital the region is helped out of a devastating period.
We need to make sure that as the floodwaters recede, the visits to this beautiful part of Australia don't recede with them. We want people to come here in increasing numbers, not reduced numbers, in order to provide support as this community recovers. This is an amazing community in such an extraordinary part of Australia.
The federal opposition have launched a domestic violence awareness drive ahead of the holiday season. Acting opposition leader Susan Lee and Senator Karen Little are calling on Australians to use social media to share support services available. It comes as the latest government data demonstrates a significant increase in domestic violence over the Christmas New Year holidays. Ms. Lee says every Australian has a role to play in supporting those affected by domestic violence.
We know, unfortunately, that domestic and family violence spikes during holiday months by 25% usually, and certainly on critical days like New Year's Day, it may go up by almost 100%. So while you yourself might not need the service, someone around you probably does. But please share these services to save a life this Christmas season.
If you or someone you know wants to talk about family or domestic violence, call 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732 or call Lifeline on 131114. In an emergency, call 000. A 24-year-old Czech student has shot dead his father, then killed 14 people and wounded 25 others at his Prague university before possibly killing himself. The government has declared a day of mourning across the Central European country to remember the victims and mark the country's worst ever mass shooting. Interior Minister Vít Rakúsen says investigators don't suspect a link to any extremist ideology or groups. Aaron Gunsberger owns a restaurant nearby and witnessed the events.
I was in the restaurant, which is like a few hundred meters from the scene. I saw passing the restaurant a few guys, which looks like a little bit like me. I knew it shall be military or police. I ran it out from the restaurant because I was automatically expecting that it's an attack against the Jewish targets. But when I arrived here, the guys from the special forces told me that the attack is happening in the faculty.
Australia's largest not-for-profit health and aged care provider, St. Vincent's Health, says it has been the victim of a cyber attack. In a statement, St. Vincent says it discovered that hackers had entered its system late on Thursday and have stolen data from its network. It says an urgent investigation has begun and it is not yet clear what data has been removed. The provider says the incident has not affected the ability of St. Vincent's to deliver usual services across its hospital, aged care and virtual and home health networks. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stewart.